My guest at this time is Dr. Michael Burgess, who's also the congressman for the 26th Congressional District in Texas. He and I have spoken a number of times in the last couple of years about the different components of the president's health care law. One of the things we've chronicled with him and others is just exactly the impact that this would all have on different businesses around the country and what it would mean for hiring or having to release workers, depending on what the case may be. A new case out of California, which also impacts Texas, suggests that it could be quite substantial. And the case at hand is one reported on by Politico, in which the company that owns Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, the burger chains, is moving a whole lot of different components, different franchises to Texas because of cheaper costs, including the cost of health insurance. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, always happy to be with you.
Well, there's a silver lining in here, certainly for your state. So I guess on one level, this is good for you. But what do we see as the larger lesson of a company this big having to make changes this significant?
Well, you know, I've spoken with that executive before and about the business climate in Texas and how it is, in fact, a more friendly climate in which he can operate. And I think the story that was in the George Will column referenced he can build a restaurant in Texas in 6 weeks compared with 2 years in California. And that's been a big part of his decision to expand his footprint in Texas and to stop production in California. And it only makes sense from a business perspective. Now, also from his perspective, although it's not truly an employer mandate, there is an employer mandate in the Affordable Care Act, and the fact that an employer the size of this individual will be required to have health insurance that meets certain parameters or face a $2,000 per employee fine. And the reality is that $2,000 per employee fine will pretty much remove any margin of profitability that he has. And certainly you can just imagine that smaller chains will even have more difficulty.
One of the things that I found fascinating in this story, Congressman, is the uncertainty as to what the actual cost would be. The estimates vary so widely between what would be on the less expensive end, but still more than the existing cost, and what could be astronomically more than what the companies are paying now. Why is there such a discrepancy over what the final cost would be? Does it vary from business to business, or are the components of this legislation just not very clear?
Well, that is the biggest part, is the component pieces of the legislation not being clear. And what is happening right now in the rulemaking process is the Secretary of Health and Human Services is deciding what is the essential benefits package, what is the essential health package that must be offered by employers for their employees. And obviously those, how much or how little is included, is going to have a significant impact upon the eventual cost of the product. And you're right. Right now, an employer trying to look down the road and plan for 2012 and 2013 as to what employee costs are going to be simply just has to take a guess, because they can't know at this point what Secretary Sebelius is going to deem essential benefits and what are going to be deemed optional benefits, and it's going to make a big difference to the employer as far as pricing an insurance product for their employees.
We're talking with Texas Congressman and Dr. Michael Burgess. And, sir, what are you hearing from businesses in your own state? Obviously, most aren't the size of the one we've been talking about here, but how common of a headache is this?
Well, I'll just tell you, my own pizza shop that I go to every Friday night, the man that owns it has four franchises in the area here in North Texas, and he's at his wit's end. And he does provide a lot of employment. For most people, it is a second job. It's firefighters, for example, college students. And he's looking at all of these new requirements coming out in the Affordable Health Care Law. And certainly he's not going to expand right now. He's also looking at does he need to get out of the business or consolidate and not have quite so many restaurants. It is a real problem on the ground in my district, and he's not alone. I hear from other people all the time who come into my office and say, look, you've just got to be able to tell me what my costs are going to be. I had an economic development summit in one of the poorer parts of my district earlier this fall, and a woman who runs a roofing company, and I mean, roofing is hot, hard work, and she's got enough challenges with just running the business, but then she turns to me and says, and I don't I cannot find anyone who can tell me what my health care costs are likely to be for 2012 and 2013. That is an enormous problem for the person who's running a small or medium-sized business.
Congressman, you mentioned that a lot of the ultimate costs are going to be determined by the rules written by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. What's your sense? Are we going to see that the essential package be bare bones, the whole Cadillac plan, or somewhere in the middle?
Well, there likely will be several tiered plans, but even just those things that are regarded essential benefits, you've heard a lot of discussion, is that are employers going to be mandated to cover contraception, for example, across the board, and all of the different options that are available there? Are they going to be required to cover things that otherwise might be, in their world, optional coverage? And this is the part where, again, they're in uncharted waters, they're on shifting sands, and anybody who's run a small business will tell you that's just not a good feeling. You want some certainty in your environment, and that's why you see over and over again people electing to, I don't think I'm quite ready to add jobs just because I don't know what the future holds for me.
What can you, as members of Congress, do? What can business owners do to create a little more certainty and try and arrange for the best possible environment going forward here?
That is a really good question, and there's no simple answer because, as you know, there's a challenge to the Affordable Care Act at the Supreme Court. There's a presidential election going on, and either of those two things could vastly change the landscape of what happens with the Affordable Care Act going forward. The end result, though, is for the small and medium-sized business person, or even a large business person, is they're just looking at this and wondering, why in the world would I take on more responsibility right now when the government cannot tell me what my responsibility is going to look like in a year's time? And even large businesses, of course, are looking at this maybe a little bit differently. They're looking at, is there a way to unload my insurance costs on the government? And in fact, there may be for them, and that too will put additional stress and strain on the system, likely to drive the cost of this health care law up much higher than anyone has ever quoted in the past.
Last question, sir, still on the health care bill, but on a different topic. Last week we spoke with a colleague of yours in the House, Tennessee Congressman and Dr. Phil Rowe, who is leading an effort to repeal what's called the Independent Payment Advisory Board, which he says is the real death panel in the president's health care plan. How concerned are you about this provision of bureaucrats deciding which Medicare claims get covered and which ones don't?
The real risk for that is it takes the power away from a legislative body. And as bad as we are at so many things, we are at least accountable. In the House side, you're accountable every 2 years to your voters. The Independent Payment Advisory Board takes the issue of accountability completely away from the legislative branch, puts it entirely in the executive branch, but it's even insulated there because these are people that are hired by the president to do this cost cutting, and they answer to no one. And that's the real danger here. We're in for some tough times. We're going to have to make some tough cuts. There are going to be some people who have to do some things that they really didn't want to do or campaigned against. At the same time, it is going to be a tough economic environment. But do you really want to give all of that power over to the legislative branch that then in turn hires these board members? And once they're hired, you can't fire them. They're paid a hefty salary. And really, they answer to no one. Far better, as bad as the system is right now, it's better to keep some accountability in there.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess, also a practicing physician. He represents his state's 26th congressional district, also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.